This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Election Commission today announced the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly polls. Announcing the poll schedules in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said Maharashtra will go to polls in a single phase on the 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, Assembly polls will be conducted in two phases on the 13th and 20th of next month. The counting of votes in both the states will take place on the 23rd of next month in the state. Mr. Kumar said in Maharashtra, 9.63 crore voters will exercise their franchise in this assembly polls. The term of a 288-member Maharashtra Assembly is set to end on the 26th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is one of the most dynamic countries in the world in terms of telecom and related technology. He said India's mobile and telecom journey in the 21st century is a subject of study for the whole world. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister said while mobile and telecom are seen as a facility across the world, however, in India, telecom is not just a medium of connectivity, but a medium of equity and opportunity. He said India has 120 crore mobile phone users, 95 crore internet users, and that more than 40% of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in the country. He emphasized that the country has made digital connectivity an effective tool for last-mile delivery. Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. President Draupadi Murmu was conferred with honorary doctorate in political science by Sidi Abdullah Science and Technology Pole University in Algeria's capital, Algiers, today. Algerian Minister of Higher Education and Scientific Research, Kamal Baddari, handed over the doctorate to the President. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said, "The doctorate is an honor for her country that had stood for peace and prosperity in the world from time immemorial." She said, "Education neutralizes the inequalities and promotes equal opportunity for all." Earlier in the day, President Murmu paid floral tribute at the portrait of former President APJ Abdul Kalam on his birth anniversary. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan announced three artificial intelligence centers of excellence focused on health, agriculture and sustainable cities today in New Delhi. Mr. Pradhan said these centers will play a major role in promoting research, innovation and economy and ensuring public welfare. These three centers of excellence for artificial intelligence will be led by top educational institutions. These centers will be established in AIIMS Delhi, IIT Ropar and IIT Kanpur. In a significant boost to the country's defense capabilities, India and the US have signed the contract for procurement of 31 MQ-9B Predator drones. This deal, aimed at enhancing the country's operational readiness and military strength, includes tri-service procurement of the MQ-9B Sky Guardian and Sea Guardian drones. The Ministry of Defense today inked a contract with the US government in the presence of Defense Secretary Giridhar Armani in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met Australian Assistant Minister for Immigration Matt Thistlethwaite in Delhi today. They discussed migration and mobility as well as skilling and vocational training. Dr. Jayashankar said India-Australia partnership in these domains is very much in mutual interest of both the countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will embark on a two-day visit to Pakistan today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Islamabad. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. Indian shooter Sonam Uttamaskar won the silver medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle event at the ISSF World Cup 2024 final in Delhi today. China's Yuting Huang won the gold medal in this event, while French shooter Océane Muller took home the bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.